Auckland's transport agency is sticking by its decision to trial a private shuttle service for its staff and says it may become permanent. The agency is trying to cut the use of fleet vehicles between its Henderson and downtown offices, but critics of the shuttle say staff should be using buses and trains between the two locations. Criticism of the shuttle is being called superficial. Our Auckland correspondent Todd Nile has been covering the story and says the Auckland Transport Chief Executive David Warburton is sticking to his guns.
No regrets at all. That six-month shuttle trial is all about, in his view, cutting Auckland's transport's running costs. David Warburton says, you know, fleet vehicle use has fallen so far in the trial, as well as using private vehicles, which they pay staff back $30 for a round trip between those two offices. He's copped flak from public transport advocates who say it's a snub to the bus and rail services that run between those two. But Dr. Warburton says, you know, despite that public reaction, he'd make the same decision again to bring in the shuttle trial.
It's a rational base. We could have gone public and actually explained the simple truths to people, but I guess one assumed that most people would have worked that out, but clearly they didn't.
So he's not seeing any damage to public transport's reputation by the agency setting up its own shuttle?
No, he doesn't accept that at all. He underlines that the shuttle is part of the mix of ideas in cutting the size of the vehicle fleet. If all goes well in this trial, they expect to be able to cut 20 vehicles out of the fleet. Didn't consider public perception when they set up the trial, and, you know, has described some of the critical comments from those advocates as superficial. David Warburton saying public perception doesn't take into account the financial arguments for the shuttle.
Well, public perception is important, but we have to have an efficient system for delivery, because public perception of wasting money is also quite a significant factor.
And how does the future of the shuttle look at the end of the trial in November?
Well, as you can tell from his comments, this is all about money. It's not about whether people think it's a snub to public transport or not. David Warburton says, you know, if the cost savings stack up, then it may continue. You know, it's actually unclear when you look at how scientifically they're tracking who uses the shuttle, you know, and what they would have done if the shuttle hadn't been there. David Warburton says he knows some of the users. It's also unclear whether the claimed time savings are actually based on real journey times, you know, especially the bus service, which can be in the high 30 minutes, you know, whether they've just worked off paper timetables. So they're sticking with it. And at the end of the trial, probably sometime in October, the accountants will decide its future. And, you know, that's the story at the moment.
That's our Auckland correspondent, Todd Nile.